PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Did you ever wonder who's out here? All the way out here. Are we alone? Or do we have company? Human beings have always wondered, is there life in outer space? But we still don't know. Here at the Lick Observatory, astronomers scan the skies and probe the mysteries of space. This huge telescope is used like a super powerful eye to see billions of times further than any human eye. It's kind of like, well, it's kind of like looking through a magic window deep into space to see what or who might be out there. When astronomers want to look into space, they have to open these petals that cover a mirror, the biggest you've ever seen. When starlight streams into the dome, the mirror catches it and reflects it into a special camera hidden in the telescope. This camera then sends the pictures to a computer that shows the astronomer what the telescope sees. Hiya, Sally.
Hi, LeVar.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What is it that we're looking at here?
What you're looking at here is a picture, and all of these dots of light, those are all stars.
Ah.
And those stars, none of those stars are bright enough for you to see with your eye if you go out and you just were to look up at the sky. But using a telescope as big as the one in there, we can see all these stars.
So, Sally, what made you want to become an astronomer in the first place?
Well, I've always really loved space. I was a science fiction fan. You know, I love Star Wars and Star Trek and all that stuff.
Right.
Really got into that. And so I decided that since I loved it so much, why not try to make a career out of it? So I decided to study space. And that's what I'm doing. I'm studying the stars that are out in space.
So when you're here at the observatory looking out into space, what does it feel like? I mean, is there some physical sensation that you get by looking out at the stars?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, I mean, it's really neat to know that around each of the stars that you can see there, probably each of those has planets. And maybe on some of them there might be life of some kind. But that's kind of neat to sort of sit there and realize, you know, there might be civilizations out there, there might be people out there.
Do you ever think we'll know for sure?
I hope within my lifetime. I don't know for sure, but I certainly hope so.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sally.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Would I love to be the first human to meet a being from another planet? Well, here's a book about a boy who got just that chance one spooky Halloween night. It's called Space Case, and it's clearly out of this world.
Space Case by Edward Marshall. Pictures by James Marshall. Read by Michael Winslow. It came from outer space. To have a look around. and to meet the natives, who were not especially friendly. Really? Everyone seemed so uncooperative. The thing from outer space was beginning to lose heart. But at the corner of Maple and Elm, some interesting folks appeared.
Wow! Will you look at that?
What a great costume,
said Lily.
Must be that new kid from down the block,
said Mary Louise.
Come with us,
said Buddy.
Trick or treat!
This is nice, boys.
And a nice lady gave them all treats.
Oh, thanks a lot, lady!
Soon, the thing was having a fine time. Trick or treating was lots of fun. When their bags were full of goodies, the kids stopped at the schoolyard to stuff themselves silly.
Trick or treat.
Beep the thing.
You know, there's something weird about that new kid,
whispered Lily. Heading home, Buddy noticed that he was being followed. For the first time, he took a good look at the thing.
Hey, you're not the kid from down the block.
Trick or treat.
Beep the thing.
Do you want to spend the night at my house?
Mr. McGee let them in.
You'll like my room,
said Buddy. After studying the dictionary, the thing found it easier to communicate.
The location of my origin is in outer space.
Yeah, I thought so,
said Buddy.
We'll have lots to talk about in the morning. Okay, good night.
When Buddy turned the lights out, the thing turned out its lights, too. And it lowered its antenna. Mrs. McGee was surprised to see the thing at the breakfast table.
What on earth is that?
Oh, it's from outer space.
Yes, dear.
While Buddy ate his fried eggs, the thing atomized a glass of orange juice.
Fantastic toys these kids have, eh, dear?
Said Mr. McGee.
Are you sure you want to come to school?
Asked Buddy.
Unquestionably.
Beep the thing.
I want to observe.
Everyone was too excited by Mr. Jones' reptiles to notice the thing.
Good heavens!
Beep the thing.
What peculiar-looking specimens!
And now,
said Mr. Jones, putting away his reptiles,
it's time for your space projects.
Uh-oh,
said Buddy.
I forgot to do mine.
The first project was a homemade rocket.
How primitive.
John Watson showed a model of Mars.
Yay! All wrong, it's incorrect.
Beep the thing.
Hey, and what do you have to show us, Buddy?
Before Buddy could reply, the thing proceeded to the front of the classroom and did some fancy mathematics at the blackboard.
That's my robot.
Very clever indeed,
said Mr. Jones. That's worth an A minus.
Wow,
said Buddy.
School was fun. But I wouldn't want to do this every single day. Oh, when do we go trick-or-treating?
Oh, that's only once a year.
I just remembered an appointment on Jupiter.
Wait, wait!
And then he explained all about Christmas.
Hmm, really? Why, that's only two Zaglots away. I think I'll come back for that.
It started to pick up speed. And in a flash, it was gone.
Yeah!
Goodbye.
Space Case is one person's idea of what might be out there. Now, nobody's really sure, but if there are extraterrestrials, they might be tuning in to Reading Rainbow right now. That's because when a TV station beams a signal, anybody with an antenna can pick it up. Well, I hope they are tuning in, because we've made a special show for all of those aliens out there who might be watching. So, stay tuned out there, all you aliens, because this edition of Reading Rainbow is just for you.
Aliens across the sky, raise your antennas high. Give a listen, here's a space transmission. Reading Rainbow,
space edition.
Reading Rainbow,
space edition.
Hi there, neighbors. Welcome to our planet, Earth. You ever wonder what's down here? I mean, all the way down here. Well, we have air, land, water, sun, and much, much more. So keep your eyes open, all of them, because this is Reading Rainbow's message to the stars. And this is what our world looks like up close.
Beaming out this invitation across the sky, hoping that you visit Earth soon, so we can share the beauty of our sunrise and the magic of our moon. A world of changing seasons, it's different every day. So come on down to Earth. Come on down to Earth. A world of many nations who are reaching out across the universe. Every farm and every city, send this invitation.
There we are, the people and places of Earth. As you can see, we come in lots of different sizes, shapes, and colors. Maybe you do too. Over the years, the people here on Earth have tried their best to imagine what you look like. Well, here's how some of us have pictured some of you.
What did I say? The mighty Jabba asked why he must pay 50,000.
Hey, you're told.
Because he's holding a thermal detonator.
You may not look like that at all. And those creatures weren't really from outer space. They were from Hollywood, where movies are made. Movies are one way we humans like to entertain ourselves. And here's another. Books. A book is a set of pages filled with words or pictures bound into a square or a rectangle. And it's bound to make you laugh, cry, learn, or wonder. Books are one of the most precious things we have on Earth. But, as we say down here, you don't have to take my word for it.
Hey, everything out there! I'm Yedna, one of the Earthlings down on Earth. All the Earthlings down here love to laugh, and jokes make us laugh. Here's a book about space jokes and riddles. It's called Astronuts. In case you didn't know, jokes are a group of words that form a funny idea. Here's one. Could you get me a ticket for the next trip to the moon? Sorry, the moon is full now. Even if you don't speak English, the pictures will make you laugh. Laughing is an important part of life down here on Earth, and maybe even up there too. So, if your local library doesn't have Astronuts, hail the moon buggy and come on down. Hi, you aliens out there. My name's Andrew, and I just read a fabulous book. The name of it is Legend of the Milky Way. It's about what you're interested in, the stars. It's a Chinese folktale. The characters in this story are sort of magical. My favorite is the water buffalo, because I like animals. Do you guys out there have animals in outer space? This is a very good story. I don't know if you creatures out there can read, but if you can, I think you'll like Legend of the Milky Way.
Hello up there in outer space. My name is Carlos Rodriguez, and do you want to know what we think you might look like? Well, boy, have I got a book for you. It's called Is There Life in Outer Space? The people on Earth are so curious about outer space. We sent astronauts out there to explore the universe. This book told me how smart you aliens might be. There are funny pictures of strange-looking creatures. Do you really look like that? There's even a picture of a couple of creatures eating melons. Are there melons in outer space? So, you creatures out there, come and visit us sometime. We have lots of great books down here. Adios, amigos!
This is one of my favorite places on Earth. In fact, I used to live at the ocean. I used to love the way the pounding surf would lull me to sleep at night. Just listen. The Earth truly is a wonderful place. I think you'll like it. So if you decide to visit, but want to call ahead first, here's the best way to get in touch.
Bienvenidos a la Isla del Encanto, Puerto Rico. That's Spanish for welcome to the enchanted island of Puerto Rico. I'm Jerry Giles, and I want to show you the biggest radio antenna on this planet. The Arecibo Observatory in Arecibo, Puerto Rico.
With this radio telescope, scientists are tuning in to radio sounds coming from planets and stars and galaxies that are very, very far away.
It's like a giant ear.
This radio telescope is bigger than all the other radio telescopes in the world combined. If you could take 13 football fields and lay them out there, it would be bigger than that. You know, this may look like a big bowl of concrete to you, but it's not. Let's take a closer look. Down here, underneath this dish, is like being in a different world, a completely strange place. The whole dish is supported on cables, cables that run from one side of the valley to the other side of the valley. Here we have ferns growing and lush vegetation, and you can see that we've taken and combined things of nature into things that are very technical, and we work together to then observe nature. Well, here we are. This is the middle of the dish. This is 38,778 panels, like this one. And it's made up of aluminum, very lightweight aluminum. As you look very closely at one of these panels, you see that it's not solid, that it's made up of very small holes. And these little tiny holes here make the panels very light and pass sunlight and rain through the panels to keep the plants happy. The surface of the dish is very thin and it bends very easily. So workmen have to use special shoes when they walk on it so that they don't damage the surface. This dish is really a giant metal mirror. The radio energy coming from a galaxy or a star is collected in this giant dish and then reflected up to one of those antennas hanging from that platform up above us. The antenna can be moved by the scientist and a computer to follow a star across the sky. All of the signals that come off that antenna out there, that giant antenna, end up right here in this very large, very complicated radio receiver. A radio receiver designed especially for scientists to use to study space. Right now, this is what space sounds look like. And if we could listen to it, this is what it sounds like. Now let's look at a very special star, a pulsar. A pulsar is a star that spins very, very fast, and it would look like this. And pulsars sound like this. At one time, they thought that pulsars were signals from an intelligent civilization somewhere out in space. But now we know that that's not true. So as you can see, scientists at observatories all over the world are probing the universe in many different ways. And you out there, our operators are standing by. Just give us a call.
So remember, all you aliens out there, the search goes on and on.
We're watching, waiting, and listening for you. I hope you've enjoyed reading Rainbow's Message to the Stars. This is LeVar Burton speaking for many people here on Earth saying, please, come on down.
Aliens across the sky. is a space transmission. Reading Rainbow.
Outer Space Edition.
Reading Rainbow.
Outer Space Edition.
Well, I hope they liked our special show. And I hope they get in touch. But I wonder, what will happen if and when they come? I guess that'll be up to us. And them. I'll see you next time. And I'll see you next time, too. I hope. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Space Case by Edward Marshall, illustrated by James Marshall, published by Dial Books for Young Readers. Astronuts, Space Jokes and Riddles, compiled by Charles Keller, illustrated by Art Cummings, published by Prentice Hall. Legend of the Milky Way, retold and illustrated by Gene M. Lee, published by Henry Holt and Company. Is There Life in Outer Space? By Franklin M. Branly. Illustrated by Don Madden. Published by Thomas Y. Kroll.